Tomorrow's News Today.
It's Sunday, March 1st, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from the Austin, Texas studios of InfoWars. Now, there was a mass shooting, 3 dead, 15 wounded, in Austin, Texas last night on 6th Street. And I was live yesterday from 1 p.m. to about 4 p.m. out of the Alex Jones Network studios with Biron Morello. And I specifically warned of Iranian sleeper cells or people influenced by that attacking. And I said probably in Texas first. I said in Dallas, Houston, or Austin, because you don't have the highest concentration of Shiites like you have in Dearborn, Michigan, or other areas, but you have distributed the biggest Shiite community in the United States is across Texas. And it's about 18% of Islam. It famously is very, very aggressive. So that was a pretty easy but also sad prediction to make. I noticed that they wouldn't report on what the guy looked like or what was going on in the corporate media. So we have a lot of sources, obviously, and learned, no, he had a Quran in the car, all his Islamic stuff. They learned out where he lived. They got into his house, and he had notes. This is exclusive, and all this information about how he was mad that the Ayatollah had been killed. And that's now been confirmed by Iranian state media. And so he went out and did this. They also had his social media, but that got scrubbed. We've got that. Of course, he was wearing a shirt that said, "I am the property of Allah." And we can put a video still of the individual from Senegal, which is a 97% Muslim country in Western Africa. Remember, there's two types of countries. There's countries that the Muslims have taken over and countries they want to take over. And it's like Pokemon goes through different phases. Well, this is the final phase of a jihadi. Well, actually, once they've taken over and killed you, they put your daughter in a sex slavery pit, literally. So the final phase is raping your daughter and killing her when they're done. And you see all over Africa, if you look at the maps over the hundreds of years, Islam expanding, they just mass murder everybody, their fellow Africans, you name it. And so you bring these people over here, they're going to keep doing what they do over there. They are commanded by their book to do this. So this guy was probably just doing it because he was angry. But I'm just inspired to do this. But they have real sleeper cells here in the United States. And again, it's not about tooting my horn or anything. It's just to explain how I know things. People can understand it. Well, I even in the clip yesterday, I talked about it probably for 30 minutes. I'm going to play the whole thing. I explained how I believe Texas would be the first target of Islamic Shiite terror. And I said within the next week or two, guaranteed, the U.S. gets hit. And I said, I think we'll hit Texas first. Then, because see, Michigan, they more feel like it's there. So why would they attack their thing? It's so concentrated. But still, the total number of Shiites bigger than compared to Michigan. But they're dispersed. So they're irritated. They're pissed off. We're not doing what they say. We're not following their rules. We're not banning our dogs. We're not banning alcohol. We're not putting our daughters in beekeeper suits. And so we've got to die. And that's not, I'm not going to say all the Shiites are like that, but they're not really Shiites. They're backsliders. A true Shiite, according to, Muhammad, would be slaughtering the infidels right now. Because the U.S. just killed, in the direct line of lineage, the king of Islam.
We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, "What do you want?" I said, "With the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life. pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the United States and Israel continue to bombard cities all across Iran and take out their military. The Ayatollah has been confirmed dead by state-run media. And now they've come to the table, they say, and are trying to create a new council. Trump just says he wants the mullahs to leave and for them to basically have new elections. So I would say I don't think the Iranian regime survives much longer unless they go for broke, and then they'll get it destroyed even more. But this is their only path unless they just run to Russia, which is they've set up the plan to do, like Assad of Syria. Unless they roll out their atomic bombs they've got that they now say they can put together in a matter of hours or days and test within a week, which I told you a long time ago they have. They just haven't put them together yet. Specifically, I told you that, and I said once they're about to be toppled, they'll come out with that and admit it. Probably even do a nuclear test. I've said that many times because I know how international politics works. North Korea has a bunch of nukes, does the test, gets left alone. Iran keeps their nukes hidden like Israel does and then thinks that that's a deterrent, but then the world can't demonize them for having it. Meanwhile, Israel has a giant arsenal of weapons. So does Pakistan. And I can tell you right now, Saudi Arabia has nukes. The deal they've got is they have teams there 24 hours a day with them that are international, and they all have to agree, and then they basically flip a few switches, put a code in 5 minutes, and Saudi Arabia has its nuclear missiles, cruise missiles, bombs, you name it. They don't have any ballistic missiles from what I've been told. People are going to be freaking out that I know all of this, but I have a way of knowing things. But the point is, South Africa had nukes. They gave them up. South Africa gave race-specific bioweapons to Israel. That was partially declassified. A lot of little interesting factoids, but this is a pretty serious situation because even if the Ayatollahs leave, because remember, there's a council of 12 who only killed a few of them, and they all directly have their line back to Muhammad. They all look just alike. They're all first cousins, all intermarried, interbred. That's why all the Ayatollahs look exactly the same. And it's a royal bloodline, like the other royal bloodlines. It's a dynastic religious cult. That's what Shiaism is. Under the Sunni system, that's the majority of Islam, anybody can be an imam. Anybody can preach. And, of course, that was more popular, so it's more dominant. Under Shiite, you got to be a cleric, you got to be trace your lineage back to Muhammad, or you can't say jack squat. They have this Council of 12 that tricked its way hundreds of years ago into Iran that didn't even have any Muslims in it and took it over, and now you see where it is. Because there's two types of countries. Countries that are Muslim and countries that are about to be Muslim if you don't keep them out. The Quran tells them how to lie, how to be act friendly up front, then take over.
Thank you.
So it's a big deal. So I want to go over all the pieces of this, the different things that can take place, because even if they leave, you've got all these different factions, 5-6 different big factions. It's probably going to devolve into a civil war. And, boy, isn't that immoral to go in there and just wreck this country and just do that? And that's why I've been against this. I understand Trump's thinking. I understand he thinks what he's doing is right. I'm no fan of the mullahs. They are unpopular. I hope they have good regime change. But still, you can't sit around and roll the dice like this. Lindsey Graham was on different shows, Fox News. I've got the clips coming up. And they say, what's the plan? He says, no, it's not Trump's job or my job to have a plan. We have no plan. So you have no plan. And did you think about how this could draw Pakistan and nuclear power into it, which is happening? Did you think about the other ramifications? There's other radical Islamic groups who could get control? Well, the answer is we're not going to let them have nukes. Well, the reason they're upset is they know they already have primitive nukes, and they now have the delivery systems. And people get mad at me over the years saying Iran had nukes, saying, well, you're agreeing with Netanyahu. Now, Netanyahu always says they're 2 weeks away for like 20 years. I said the real intel, because that's the information I have from good sources and my own research. And, of course, Iran came out in the last 2 days and said, we're 1 day away. We can put a bomb together in a day. We can test in a week. And they may do an open-air test or below-ground test and point cameras at it to the world and say, see, we've got nukes. Back off or we're going to hit Israel like North Korea's done. The difference is North Korea's way more advanced. And but now North Korea survived. Gaddafi gave up his weapons program and they came and killed him. Hillary Clinton did. I came, I saw, he died. And, of course, the West has been involved back to the British 130 years ago, destabilizing the Middle East, creating these modern countries, setting them up so they'd be divided along unnatural lines. It's called the Great Game, divide and conquer, Balkanization. And they've done it in India, the Balkans, the Middle East, everywhere. And you see the globalists in the West trying to divide all of us on every other issue as well. You just saw the West before Trump got in, and, you know, 14, 15 months ago, overthrow Assad after 15 years trying and put al-Qaeda in charge. Then they murdered the Christians that were left. So I'm just saying that regime change is a very nasty, nasty business. Trump ran on not doing regime change. J.D. Vance ran on it. I've got clips of him. And this is the breaking of a promise here. And Trump's not been a big breaker of promises. You may disagree with some of his policies, but at least he tries to follow through with what he said. He said never let them have a nuclear weapon. Now they're saying we want regime change, you must leave. And I'm not trying to defend the mullahs. I'm just saying you don't tell us no more regime change that we've seen the CIA do and many times put worse people in on purpose, and then you turn around and say, oh, no, this is a great thing. And then the mullahs may hang on, folks. They may block the Strait of Hormuz. They're already attacking ships out there trying to sink them. I think if they wanted to, they could. They're just sending a message that they could. That happens. I've got a breakdown of what most experts believe will happen coming up. But one of my big concerns is Iran has real terror cells around the world, particularly in Europe and in Latin America and in Africa, too, in Asia. But they're really also in the United States. No one has the exact numbers, but there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Shiite men in this country, and it is the most aggressive form of Islam, as you've seen. I don't think anybody denies that, including them. And if Iran, if the mullahs think they're going down, and they give the order to their Hezbollah-trained sleeper cells, it will make what the stuff you saw in Mexico in the last few weeks look tame. And it'll be very, very bad. And then, of course, they'll get killed and we'll win. But can you imagine what the government's going to do with that? How many liberties they're going to take from us when they're the ones that let them in to begin with? I'm not losing any of my damn rights when there's a big Muslim uprising in this country and they've got to be dealt with and then the rest shipped out. Okay? The border's wide open, but you still want to put me into a body scanner and grab my balls at the airport. It's slave training. It's humiliation ritual. I'm not against the TSA people as individuals, but the thing is horse crap. Put in private security, profile, run background checks. They're already doing it. And pull people out that are suspicious. One out of 1,000. Leave me and my children and my testicles and my wife's breast alone. Okay? It's all about slavery. It's all about biometrics. It's all about slave training. Now, I'm going to start running through this and the different scenarios of it. Most experts believe would trigger a wider war. That's why Eric Prince, a big hawk, said don't do it. That's why Raising Cane, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, was like, well, I'm advising against it, but we've got a plan. Publicly saying, well, I'm advised against it. Yeah, because it's rolling the dice. I'll tell you, though, on the other side of the coin, watching what we did with Maduro and now this and the rest of the world's watching, China and Russia are watching, and Russia's like, okay, we're ready and prepared to accept U.S. security guarantees for Ukraine. That means not NATO. That means not the globalist. But the U.S. will guarantee the deal, and the U.S. will put a security umbrella over it and keep NATO out. I mean, that is a big deal right there. By the way, NATO has nothing. They don't have the eye in the sky. They don't have the C-130s, the coordination. Nobody does. The Russians and Chinese do to a certain extent, maybe a tenth of our capability. But also with that great power is great responsibility. So people drooling, oh, look at the bombers. Look how, oh, it's so wonderful. Even if you think this war is good, don't drool over it, okay? It's dangerous. A lot of the people are getting killed. And pride goes before a fall. Don't tempt fate. I got a lot of headline examples of this, just fawning and music videos, and everyone's celebrating, and it's ridiculous. Ha, 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 we got the moolah. Yeah. How about the folks at the nightclub last night? 18 people shot, 3 dead, 15 wounded, some in critical condition. And, of course, the media tried to suppress it. It was an Islamicist from an Islamicist country. I looked up Senegal, 97% Muslim, Shiite. It's one of the main groups, yeah. He said he's a Shiite. The feds are in his house here in Austin or outside Austin in the suburbs. It's not just a Quran in his car. He's not just a shirt saying, I'm the property of Allah. No, it's his internet information. Confirmed terrorist angry about the Ayatollah being killed. And they're deciphering the notes that he wrote in his own African language in Arabic. He was sending emails out to people before he did it. So you're getting exclusive information on that. I got that from the law enforcement sources. Also talked to some journalists. They're talking to them. Got the same information. So you heard it here first. Confirm. Of course, it's not hard to confirm. What's he wearing on his shirt? Property of Islam. I bet he's got a tramp stamp of Muhammad, you know, on his ass. Let's put him back up there. And again, the African Muslims are some of the most vicious. They just kill by the hundreds of thousands every year other Muslims that are Christian or animist. They just kill you. They believe it's the right thing to do. And you bring these people in here, and then you wonder why this happened. So I said yesterday when I went on air at 1 o'clock, I did an hour in the news studio, N-E-W, you know, news. And then I went down into the podcast studio, the backup network system, and talked to Brianna Morello because she had just been talking to Homeland Security and all the rest of the folks. And getting their take and how concerned they were about sleeper cells and agreeing with us, the sleeper cells, and trying to track all the groups. Plus, you've got in New York, you've got in D.C., we'll come to this after, thousands of people protesting, including people who aren't even Muslims, lots of LGBT folks to be thrown off a cliff in Muslim nations, chanting, you know, Allah Akbar, death to America. So if you're in Michigan or you're in Texas, or you're in New York or other places where there's big concentrations of Shiites, but it's not just Shiites. Other Muslims may attack just out of sympathy. Or you have leftists who aren't even Islamic attack because they left fetishizes Islam. They love it. It's anti-Western. It's anti-Christian. It's into pedophilia. It's creepy. It's evil. Anything evil, they love it. We'll play all those clips as well. But here we are yesterday. At 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. I'm not going to play the whole compilation. The crew did a great job. I just told them to get me one example off the show yesterday. And I think they got like five or six. where I specifically explain why. And I only play this so you remember that I know what I'm talking about. And I've got all this quantum information that I feed in, and then I tell you what I'm really thinking. And I continue to, here's an example. Friday, I said, I believe they will strike at 6 p.m. Central tomorrow, because it's dark over there by then, the middle of the night. And then we learned that the White House has admitted this, that the Iranians knew that we always strike at night because the systems are designed for that. And so they all met at the big Supreme Council building, the Ayatollah and the top generals, insanely in the day. And so they launched the operation right then. As soon as they saw the meeting start, and thank God it went on for a couple hours. I mean, if it was a successful mission. And they took them all out, dropping 30 bombs on them. And they killed the Ayatollah then. So and there was the White House on Fox News, the general going, we were going to hit them about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock U.S. time. But the president had the bold move. We were able to do it during the day, though it's more dangerous. We don't have to do that, but we couldn't miss this opportunity. I mean, I would have nailed it again at 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Eastern, just because I could just see all the things lining up, all the numbers, the way the propaganda was working, the way the planes were all set up. It just, you can tell what's real and what's not. Because, you know, Trump said he was going to hit a bunch of other times as part of a negotiation. I said, Friday, this is not a negotiation. We're hitting them. And all this other calculus that would take hours to get into went into me saying, I think there's going to be sleeper cell attacks, mass shootings, bombings, you name it. And I think Texas. And I said Houston, Dallas, Austin, you know, San Antonio. And you have to understand, folks, I do this over and over again because this is what I do. So when I give you more approximations, not really predictions, but prime approximations, I think you should listen to me. But I guess people do, so why am I saying that? Let's go to the clip from yesterday afternoon, hours before the attack in Austin, down the road. The Ayatollah is dead. This is a big deal, obviously.
Very big deal.
The Iranians said they would attack all of the Israel's allies, which they've attacked, what is it, 8 countries now, mm-hmm. blowing up apartment buildings, hitting U.S. bases, you know, showing precision, sometimes not precision, other times. They've also said they would activate proxy sleeper cells here in the U.S., and then they have really professional groups out of any of the Muslim groups. Do you have any intel on that, on them launching terror attacks? That if they do it, I think will make what we saw in Mexico last week look tame.
Yeah, I've been asking about the sleeper cells. That's been my biggest concern. I've been asking DHS for a specific number in regards to the sleeper cells. How many have we captured so far? Because as you know, and as our viewers know, they've actually allowed thousands into this country under the Biden regime. And so now we're asking, well, how many of these people have you captured prior to all of this going down? Because I would assume you'd, before launching an attack, would want these people apprehended. They have not yet provided me with the official number as of yet. That is the concerning part in all of this. So we don't have anything from DHS.
But well, I don't think they even know. But I mean, there's millions of Shiites in the country.
Absolutely, there are, and that's one of the main things I've been asking about. Still, no questions there. Now, DHS is telling me that Kristi Noem is monitoring, obviously, the issue. You'd expect that kind of response for her. But those who I know who are working within the FBI's counterterrorism division are the ones who are telling me to also be on high alert for potential cyber attacks.
Now, breaking: Reuters confirms the Iranian Ayatollah Khomeini is dead. And the U.S. is, I think it's fair to say, bracing for the activation of proxy forces, which they said they would do. And they've done exactly what they said, just full escalation. The last thing would be that promise being fulfilled. There's a large Shiite community here in Austin. Even when I was in high school at Anderson High, there was a large community of them. Mm-hmm. Now they have Somalis that are mainly here just to rob and stuff up in Minnesota and Ohio. But if you look at, as you know, Dallas, Plano, all those areas, Houston, San Antonio, but Dallas mainly, I mean, it is Shiite city.
Yeah.
And so we've seen, you know, a lot of the, where they have a, you know, draw Muhammad contest or burn the Koran deal, they come try to kill people at those. So they're not playing games. And so I want to warn fellow Texans, we're kind of an epicenter of a potential Shiite attack.
I was never a big fan of DHS and the quick expansion of our federal government, but we're living in different times now. So the reality of it is we should be worried that this could potentially affect the American people and our safety and security. Now, again, DHS after the Biden regime did tell us that there were hundreds of known terrorists released into our country. So you could just assume that there's thousands, millions at this point, because they won't give us an official number. And although, you know, we have an administration that tells us the border's closed and it's secure right now, my source is telling me that that's not 100% certain. And keep in mind, it's not just the southern border. The majority of known terrorists coming into this country do, in fact, come from our northern border, and it's been open for years. I've been waiting for the latest numbers in regards to that, how many have been captured. But I think the last data that did come out was back in 2023, and it showed that, yes, in fact, that hundreds of known terrorists were brought into our country thanks to Canada. Now, Canada hasn't been doing a good job at manning their border with the United States as well, and I think that's the reason why President Trump has been so hard on them when it comes to the tariffs, because they don't take it seriously. And when it comes to, well, is Canada working with the United States? My source is telling me they're not actually working with the United States to secure that border, and that's been the big one. They, in fact, are strongly relying on the local sheriffs along the border, the northern border, to help with that. But again, it's not really being done and carried through by the Canadian government itself. Now, that's the reason why President Trump, again, isn't letting up on the tariff issue with Canada. Now, again, just to kind of like walk through it, obviously the FBI director coming out and saying that we are, in fact, keeping our eye out for any sleeper cells that might actually start popping up. But I don't think they actually have a real handle on this number at this point. A lot of these individuals, according to sources I've spoken to, do hide out in a lot of these Muslim compounds that are popping up all across the state of Texas, but more specifically these mosques, because they deem that they are actually immune, thanks to the Constitution, to kind of being surveilled. So that's been a big one. It's where are these people? They think that these ICE raids and these raids that are taking place all across the country will not be carried through at mosques if they're hiding in a place of worship. It's up to the American people, though, to start having the argument if Islam is even a religion. I would argue, no, it's not. And so I think that that doesn't apply to them. I think our federal government should be raiding these mosques, because places like Epic, which is the East Plano Islamic Center, although they haven't built up completely, they do, in fact, have great, I mean, I've driven through it. They do quite have a nice facility, a nice little area that they've been able to build up over these last few years. In fact, if you drive through Epic in Plano, you'll notice that their street signs are all actually named after Islamic conquerors. And that's not a coincidence, folks. These people came here with the goal of conquering the West and conquering the United States. Now they've weaponized our Constitution against the American people. And that's the thing that we need to be pushing back on again. We need to continue to go out there and say that we're not going to allow this to happen. We're not going to sit there and allow them to pretend like they are a religion of peace, a religion at all. They have done their very best to build up here in the homeland, and we need to be fearful of what they have next for us. So between all of that, I would say that the threat in the homeland is severe. Obviously, our audience is well aware, well equipped. And my advice for all my friends and family has been, you know, getting off and on the phones with people is stockpile water, food, supplies, ammo, everything you need to get by, because we don't actually know what's going to happen. When it comes to national security, I don't think we're prepared for an attack on the homeland, to be blunt with you. I mean, the specific questions that I'm asking and I continue to ask go unanswered. And I think a lot of people are very jarred when I, you know, talk about.
Well, that's because for 4 years, we saw all the military-aged men from Islamic countries, same backpack, same boots, clearly officer class, just pouring in. And then some would say, yeah, I'm here from Iran, I'm going to kill your ass.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, so I don't
all
think
right, folks, so that's enough of me and Brianna predicting this yesterday in Austin.
Literally like 5 miles from where the attack happened. And I told my family, and I've called family, and I told my daughters and son. In fact, I met with my older children today, because they don't live with me, you know, they're grown up. I said, do not go to big gatherings. Particularly, the Muslims don't like nightclubs, don't go to bars. They don't really go to those anyways. But that's, Muslims are gonna, it's like flies. You know what? I would not be in these downtown bars right now, folks. Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish sea moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality Shilajit, you get either or. You choose absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition and aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks, and you got to get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds, weighed 180 pounds, squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted. Get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight, and it funds the operation. Take action now at thealexshowstore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Big League's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I've done a lot of research for years, but since I woke up at 2 a.m. when this was all starting yesterday, and I want to walk through why this is so dangerous and why the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is on record telling Trump that he's against it, but he believes it can be carried out the mission, but the ramifications are potentially very destabilizing and bad. And he was also warned by Eric Prince and many others, and Trump still did it. And obviously, Israel has been putting major pressure on the Trump admin. So has Saudi Arabia, because they're big arch enemies, Shiite versus Sunni. And so I want to walk through the different scenarios that go from bad to worse. Now, there is a small percentage chance, I mean, it's hard to put a number on it, maybe 20% chance that there's regime change, they run to Russia, the country stabilizes, we can help them have elections, and wow, wouldn't that be nice, okay? But if you look at England that set up the Middle East 130, 120 years ago during that 10-year period, and there's been thousands of books written on it, it's very historical. The movie Lawrence of Arabia is about a snapshot of it. It's excellent. Peter O'Toole. Then the U.S. picks it up after World War II and does the exact same divide and conquer thing. And then Israel does it. And what does the West do? We go in and overthrow good governments that are pro-America and put bad ones in, and then go overthrow those later and put another bad one in to keep the place on its knees. And the West has been funding for 130 years, starting with the British Empire, the radical Muslim cavemen out of the deserts. That's what they did. And would have them go invade the main cities and then overthrow them. The proxy armies. And you saw Obama fund the Arab Spring and overthrow Egypt and a bunch of other allies and blow up thousands of churches. Remember all that? And Egypt on its own got back in control. Why would the CIA, it's declassified, they admit at the time, overthrow a bunch of our allies because they don't want stability over there? Why would Israel overthrow Assad and put al-Qaeda in? That happened a year and a half ago. The head of al-Qaeda. Why in 53 do we overthrow Mohammad Mossadegh in Operation Ajax in Iran, who was training the West pro-America? A serious reformer, but he said, I want half the money for the people of Iran from Anglo-American oil, the British oil company. And they said, meet the Shiites. And they overthrew him. The West double-crossed the Shiites, put the Shah in. Then the Shah, decades later, didn't do what he was told. So they overthrew him and helped the Ayatollah Khomeini come in. And at the same time, did an Iran-Contra deal with him. Weapons, money, all of it. And who ran the Iran-Contra? The U.S., Israel, and Iran. To get money outside of Congress to fight the communists in Central and South America. So this isn't something that happens some. It happens every time. Jimmy Carter, Brzezinski going and funding the Taliban to create the Mujahideen to fight the Russians. Then it turns into al-Qaeda. See how this works? I could give you another 50 examples. CIA trains Saddam when he's 18 years old as a commando for 2 years in Egypt, sends him in, takes him from the late 50s until 78 to finally overthrow the government. He becomes the security head. He then, with the CIA, betrays that leader of the Ba'athist. Saddam becomes the dictator. His first order in the early 80s is to attack Iran with $40 billion of U.S. funding, a seven-year Iran-Iraq war. Then the U.S. says, you got to pay the money back. He says, I don't have it. U.S. Ambassador April Gillespie on TV, he says, well, I'm going to invade Kuwait. They're stealing my oil, land drilling. She says, we won't get involved in Arab affairs. Go ahead. He attacks. We had surround him, obliterate him, call him the devil. Come back again later. Destroy the country, 2003. Grab Saddam, hand him to the Shiites, the Iranians, who then publicly execute his ass. You see how this works? See how sick this is? So I don't want to hear this, Alex, you should support regime change. You, the people need it. The Iranian people, they want their country back. They're Persians. They're great. Yeah, they are great. And 90% of them aren't really Muslims. But every time we go wreck these countries, instead they ship all the pissed off Muslims to Europe and the United States and the UK and Australia and Canada. So I know how this works. I know what the globalists are doing with the replacement migration. And nobody's hated radical Islam like Western intelligence and the Israelis and the British and our own government. And nobody's brought them here more than they have. You think the Republicans couldn't have blocked the Democrats the last 40 years, shipping in tens of millions of Muslims? It's all part of a destabilization plan. Now, Trump says he's not doing that anymore. He's not letting the CIA launder drug money publicly anymore. He's really going after the cartels. He is reforming. But he'll be gone in 3 years, and it'll just switch right back to the way it was. So that's why I'm against regime change. That's why I'm against all this meddling, because the globalists don't even want to put good governments in. Now, maybe this time it'll be different. But I want to talk about the different dangerous scenarios involved in it. But it does have the byproduct of making China and Russia really respect the U.S. That means fear Trump, and they should fear him. Trump is in charge. He does whatever he wants to. He goes off what he feels instinctively is the best thing, and usually it's right. But this is quite a moment to be alive right now, and it's extremely dangerous because, in general, somebody with this much power and taking action when America's been living on its knees will make enemies back down. But a certain percentage of the time, historically, no one can quantify exactly. It goes into the current time, the group, you know, the things that are happening. But about 20-30% of the time, it actually makes people decide to go to war with you. And you, we can't beat Russia and China. They can't beat us. That's why it's called mutually assured destruction. The only way to win the game is not to play. Remember war games in the 80s? A strange game. The only way to win is not to play, the computer says at the end. And the computer was just programmed to learn how to win a nuclear war, and so it goes ahead and does simulations, and it makes it in the real world, and then understands and says, oh, God, I'd run the simulation. We can't do this. Yeah, humans did that too, computer. And by the way, the top AI programs that the Pentagon uses, it's in the news, have run all of our war games that we've done and others have done, and they found the exact same scenario 97% of the time. You have any type of limited nuclear war, it goes full nuclear within hours or days. Total destruction of the surface of the Earth 97% of the time. That was out last week with Claude and the Pentagon and all the rest of it. That's the main AI the Pentagon's using. You got Palantir's getting the same numbers. It's not good, folks. So this is all out of control. And Trump thinks he can show strength up front to kill these hotbeds and then bring in this new age of peace. Well, you know what the road to hell's paved with. And again, I'm not saying Trump's even wrong. I'm saying he doesn't know. And the top military war planners say the same thing I'm saying. They say we don't know what's going to happen. But in most of the scenarios, it's not good. I don't think we should have appeased Iran. I don't think we should have given Pakistan nuclear weapons like Clinton did, or China the delivery systems. But we are where we are now. So when I see stuff like this by people I even like the president, he posted this, and I saw everybody else posting it. Ha, 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 bomb, 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 Iran, kill the Ayatollah, ha, ha, ha. The real soldiers I know and the real people I know that are engaged in real conflict, they'll tell you it's bad luck to make a joke out of this stuff. It's bad luck to celebrate victories in this way. It's just unseemly. When we're basically the equivalent of Martians, you know, to humans in War of the Worlds, pulling the legs off insects, you know, with tweezers under a magnifying glass. And Islam has to be dealt with, but the unseemliness of this type of stuff, I know it's funny at one level, but it's not good luck, put to you that way, to run around celebrating this stuff when we're not out of the woods by a long way. What I'm saying. So here's a bomb, 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 Iran, and then another incredible AI creation. I mean, it is entertaining as hell. But it's got, you know, nuclear war written all over it. Don't tempt fate. Flock of seagulls. Here they are back to back, then I'm going to hit the hardcore news.
Bomb, 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 Iran. Some rocks. Tell the Ayatollah gonna put you in a box. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 Iran. The country's got a feeling, really is the ceiling. Bomb Iran, bomb, 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 Iran. Old Uncle Sam's getting pretty hot. Time to turn Iran into a parking lot. Bomb Iran.
USA. for USA.
USA. 27% of all the oil and gas in the world comes through the Strait of Hormuz. We're attacking ships right now, trying to block it. It's not funny. And the Austin nightclub got shot up last night. 18 shot, 3 dead, Islamic terrorist. See, it's not funny, folks. It's not funny. My good friend Sean Johnson was down there seeing a country singer, and he was getting out with his fiance when all this went down. See, this isn't funny, is it? This is what this is about. This is serious business, folks. War with Russia and China and North Korea is serious business. The million plus dead in Ukraine that NATO started, serious business. The cops just killed the shooter, the terrorist. And that's an exclusive. I have that from multiple sources that have been in his house, you name it. Not just the Quran in the car, not just the shirt saying property of Allah, property of Islam. But that leaving notes and things, social media, you name it, that it was because of the Ayatollah. Getting killed. Khamenei killed. Iranians rejoice worldwide. We also have the CIA helped pinpoint a gathering of Iranian leaders. Then Israel struck. That was the 30 bombs that got dropped on top of his big command center palace. Pope's strong message to Trump as he breaks silence on Iran war. Pope Leo sent a strong message to U.S. President Trump regarding military actions in the Middle East. While speaking at the Vatican on Sunday, the Pope urged the president to stop the spiral of violence in the Middle East before it becomes an irreparable abyss. Push from Saudis, Israel helped move Trump to attack Iran. Yeah, I believe it. That's the Washington Post. The Saudis have been pushing hard. That's their big archenemy. How Ayatollah and his henchmen were obliterated in the first 30 seconds of strikes. Yeah. They normally take out the air defenses first, and they do it at night, and then the Ayatollahs can run underground. There's 12 of them. He's just the head one. But they hit him in broad daylight. $100 a barrel oil, prolonged Hormuz closure would spark 1970-style energy shock. Bigger ramifications of Venezuela. Markets brace for impact after U.S. strike on Iran. Look for silver and gold to go up dramatically, in my view. I think that's a pretty much 100% bet. It's already gone up, both over the weekend. So that's just some of what we've got here. But I think it's a safe bet, and I'm not happy to have to tell you this. I don't think you don't need me to tell you this, do you? I think you're going to see some terror attacks in America. I think you're going to see people running over crowds with trucks. I think you're going to see stabbings, a la Akbarings, I think you're going to see mass shootings and bombings. Like I said on yesterday's show, I said in the next week or two, I would expect quite a few attacks. Because I've got sources inside DHS, and they said, yeah, Biden completely opened the border. Hundreds of thousands of Islamic military age men came across. Thousands, you know, every week or so. Went on for 4 years to do the math. And a lot of them, we were able to face ID, just what off civilian media got. And they're Hezbollah officers. And they are all over the place. And if the mullahs decide to escalate to that and activate them, all hell's going to break loose. I believe, like I said yesterday, that before it happened, that what we saw was just someone pissed off about an Islamicist, but they weren't coordinated. They weren't told to do it. Though reportedly they were translating the African and Arabic and the rest of it, but you know, sending messages out of why he was going to do it to groups. And we know that the Islamicists that tried to bomb Fort Worth a few months ago worked directly with the Islamicists New Year's before last. Remember that attacked in New Orleans with the truck attack. And we know he was coordinating with groups in Houston and College Station. So we're getting not just chatter in Texas. We're getting a lot of red alarms going off. And I'm extremely concerned. That's why we have Lindsey Graham, and that's coming up, saying we don't have a plan. So you don't have a plan for what's going to happen with all the different scenarios that can unfold. Well, that's actually true. Because these scenarios are so complex, there's so many different scenarios, overlapping scenarios, like the chairman of the Joint Chiefs told you, that it's not wise. But they're just like, damn, let's just see what happens. Let's roll the dice like we're in Las Vegas. And I know this has been political, so a lot of Trump supporters or right-wingers are like, hey, come on, Alex, don't join the Democrats being against this war. Well, we have a constitution, and I was against all these other wars. So if you just think I'm somebody that just is for war period, you got the wrong guy. We have a War Powers Act. This is going to war with Iran. This is not a special military operation. This is not grabbing Maduro. I believe it's constitutional, though dangerous, as I said. This is going to war with Iran. I mean, we are committed to this now and committed to regime change. And that's war. And the president, when Congress declares war, then is to execute it. But to transfer the power of war making to the president only is very dangerous. And do we want this later down the road? Because that's what's been going on in the last 50 years until now. Congress has basically been hands off. They say they're going to vote this week on whether they're going to authorize this. I think they will now because we're already committed into it. So either you support the Constitution or you don't. And I'm not foaming at the mouth, hating Trump. I'm not sad that the Ayatollah Khomeini's dead. I've just been predicting every piece of this as we go along. And I intend to open the phones up on the weekday show because we got 4 hours then to take your calls and see what you have to say. And the majority of callers Thursday and Friday said they supported this. And you had good points, and I respect it, though I disagree with it overall. But about 30%, we took a lot of calls, about 30, 40% was against it, and they had great points. And they usually went back to what I say. It's because, and I already covered it earlier in the hour, the history of the West going around and destabilizing the Middle East. Trump declares Ayatollah's dead, vows bombing to continue uninterrupted. And they now admit he's dead. Iran names interim successor to Khomeini under second day of massive bombs as Trump demands regime change. Now that's no regime change. Remember Trump? Got J.D. Vance saying it too. It's one thing to say, oh, we're just going to target their nuclear bases. So I said, okay, yeah, you said you'd do that, but watch, we'll be in full war next. And that's what happened. Iran forming interim leadership council right now. Will they put in a new council that actually works with Trump? That would be good. But I don't see the mullahs ever giving up real power, so that's not real regime change, is it? It's working with the mullahs. So what are we doing this for then? Trump floats next steps as Pentagon confirms first U.S. troops' deaths by a ballistic missile that hit a base. They're not specific. They've hit a whole bunch of bases all over the Middle East, Qatar, Israel, you name it. The Iranians, and I don't believe anything they say, claims U.S. military suffered 200 casualties in retaliatory strikes. How would you know that? And now the first footage, press TV, reportedly shows the bodies of three American soldiers who were killed in an Iranian strike on U.S. base in Kuwait. So the Iranians are saying it's Kuwait. As of showtime, they weren't saying or I'd missed it, have been transferred. So I wonder who's sending this footage out. Tehran claims U.S. military suffered 200 casualties in retaliatory strikes. That's face-saving. Middle East travel chaos strands hundreds of thousands. Unauthorized war, justified action. Congress split on Iran strikes. Israel now threatening heart of Tehran. Breaking tanker attacked in the Strait of Hormuz on fire. Wounded crew evacuated. So, every time I lay my head down to go to bed at night, I wonder, when I wake up, what new horrors we'll discover. All right, I'm going to break. I'm going to come back, and I am going to get into all the other news that we've not been covering while this has been unfolding. But first, I'm going to get to Lindsey Graham, like I said. I'm going to get to J.D. Vance saying, oh, no, we're not going to go to war with Iran. I want to just remind people of what we were told before, because Trump's still doing a lot of great work, but more and more he's sliding away from staying on course. And if he continues to slide away from his promises, he'll be a totally different person with different policies, which we didn't vote for. So we need to continue to pull his feet to the fire. We're engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.